You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 295, and it is Monday Mantra Day. And today we're going to cover working harder. Okay, so today's mantra is the less I work, the more my business grows. The less I work, the more my business grows. And I'm going to share with you some stories and how you can shift that thinking and really get an understanding of what that means, working less and yet still having your income grow. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, hey, it's Jackie Elmer, and welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast. I love having you here. I love hearing about you and your day and what's going on. So how's your week been? How was your weekend, I should say? I don't know when you're listening to this, but this is my Monday show. But I always love hearing what's going on with you. So send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. Let me know anything you'd like to hear on the show also. I recently sent out a questionnaire to my list, and I'll be getting a lot of those topics covered. So if you answered, sit tight. I'm going to respond. I'm going to put them on the show, probably do some Facebook Live with them, and really start communicating those out there into the cyberspace and world. If you haven't joined us at Direct Sales Bootcamp, what are you waiting for? I just need 15 minutes a day for 30 days to get you and your business on track. Go to directsalesbootcamp.com and let's get busy. A lot of changes coming to my business. I've hired a project manager and I am hard at work on cleaning up some of my products, creating some new things, really fine-tuning things to give you the best experience and everything in the tools department that you're looking for to really rock out your business, rock out your brand, and create the income and the business of your dreams. Because I know that's what you're looking for. I know I've been there, and I'm excited about what we're working on and sharing this all with you. So stay tuned. I'm going to be announcing some more about that over the next few weeks and looking forward to all of that coming out. So today we're going to talk about the mantra, the less I work, the more my business grows. Now, that opens up a can of worms in and of itself to some extent, because that doesn't mean that you can't do anything. One of the biggest complaints about the movie and the book, The Secret, is that a lot of people felt like it really didn't expand on what to do, that it was kind of all about sitting around and thinking about success and having it just automatically show up. So that's certainly not my intent. Of course, you have to take action in your business in order to move it forward. But it's easy to get caught up in this trap of thinking, I have to work hard, I have to work hard, I have to do more. And the reality of the mantra, the less I work, the more my business grows, is about mindset and action. Because if you don't have your mindset right, all the action in the world isn't going to change anything for you. If you're constantly living in thought processes of negativity, that's what's going to show up for you. It doesn't matter if you talk to 100 people. If you are vibrationally giving off the thought and the concept, if you will, the vibration that its success is not going to happen for you, that it doesn't matter who you talk to, that it works for everybody else, but it doesn't work for you, that's what's going to show up for you. So unless you can really get your mindset straight, the rest of it's not going to fall into place. I've shared the story before about how I used to think it was the dumbest thing in the world when people would say, enjoy the journey. And that's back when I was struggling. And I couldn't, for the life of me, imagine how I could enjoy the journey when everything that I was working for wasn't showing up. I wasn't having the success. I wasn't, you know, getting the yeses. I wasn't creating the income. I wasn't doing any of that type thing. And that was very frustrating to me, extremely frustrating to me, especially to hear that. It was kind of like, stop telling me that, that's dumb. But I realized at one point how important mindset was, and that once I could just let go of my hang up, if you will, around having everything show up right then about, you know, working harder and doing all that. If I could just really enjoy it, if I could look at each encounter when I was meeting with someone, having prospecting conversations, if I could just really become interested in them and become a good listener and just enjoy getting to know them as a person, and realize that all the time that I had worked studying and learning and listening to other people and understanding the importance of follow-up and all that type thing, once I got all of that to come together in my own mind, it made such a huge difference. One concept that I learned a couple of years ago that really, really helped me was to get up every morning and to write down 10 ideas for my business. Now, let me just backtrack here. The reality of it is, taking action in your business is really about taking inspired action. And that's where your mindset all comes into play. So if you spend time working on your mindset first, whether it's affirmations, mantras, the less I work, the more income I make, I am a money magnet, whatever it is, get clear on some affirmations and some mantras that you can work on with working on your feelings and the vibrations that you're giving off. As you do this, you're going to see things change. So what I started to do every morning with my practice was really to get up, spend at least 10 minutes. And for some people, that feels like an eternity. I know it did for me. And really work to expand that to as much as 30 minutes to an hour, working on your mindset first. So I would work on that, and then I would get out a journal, and I would write down 10 ideas. I didn't try to control that process. I just wrote down whatever 10 ideas came to me. Most of the time, they were about my business. Sometimes they were about personal things in my life, relationships, family, spirituality, fitness, health, those type things. But most of it revolved around my business. And after doing that for about 30 days, I went through and I looked for the common themes. And what I found is pretty soon inspired actions started showing up for me. The key is to pay attention to those. Okay. So it's not about, again, it's not about working harder. The less I work, the more income I create, right? The less I work, the more income I create. It's about taking those inspired actions that resonate with us. So I want you to put this into your practice, if you will. Get up every morning, spend 10 minutes in prayer, meditation, and just mindfulness. Okay, mindfulness. Hopefully you get that. Working on your mind. Get out a notebook, write down 10 ideas that come to you, and begin to see the theme that comes up and take action on those. One of those for me was to get back out into the networking world. And that's what I did to really begin to bring my business back around full circle. Many people know I worked offline for 6 years and then I focused online and offline for 2 years and then almost exclusively online for almost 10 years. And now I've come back full circle. I'm an empty nester. I have a lot of time, but for me, and I don't know about you, I don't want to put thoughts in your head, but for me, I had to have a combination of both. I don't know that my online success would have happened if I hadn't had the offline 6 years of building that business skill set. Now, I'm not going to tell you it has to take you 6 years. I didn't really know about the internet prior to that 6 years. So, you know, it's a whole different ball game now. But I promise you, if you'll combine a little bit of both, and you know, begin to act on those inspired actions that come up for you, then you're going to quickly see that the less you work, the more income comes your way. So again, I've come off on a couple of themes, but the less I work, the more my business grows. Or the less I work, the more income I make. Either one, however you want to phrase that, but the less I work, the more my business grows. Now, you know, I'm big around, you know, those 90-day challenges. So I want to encourage you to take on a 90-day challenge. The less I work, the more my business grows. I want you to meditate each morning, pray each morning, spend 10 minutes each morning in mindfulness, and then get out that notebook and write down 10 ideas. 10 ideas. Don't try to control them. Don't overthink them. Just write them down. You're not going to do anything with them immediately, but write them down. And then 30 days later, come back and look for reoccurring themes and then start taking action on those. Now, you don't have to wait 30 days to take action on them. You can be doing that at any time, but spend 30 to 90 days in the challenge of doing that. If you're looking for a business, you're looking to partner with me potentially in building a direct sales business, not my coaching. My coaching is something different if you're with a company that you love. But if you go to workwithjackie.com, you'll see the different options there. Complete the form if you want to know about my primary direct sales business and working with me and letting me coach you through this and helping you build a successful business. I would love to have that conversation with you. So until next time, remember this: hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you in your business. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer, and I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.